have a question here, for which I don't have a name, but this is a question anyway. My question regards a letter I recently came across from Srila Prabhupada to Jadarani, dated 9th of September 1967. The first paragraph includes the line, "The six Goswamis are not all eternal associates of Krishna. Only Rupa and Raghunath Goswamis are eternal associates. How do we reconcile this with Sri Gorganadish Deepika, where, for example, it is said, she who was previously Raghumanjari is now Raghunath Bhatta. He lives by the side of Radhakund," text 185. I remember coming across that quote myself from Srila Prabhupada, and at the same time trying to reconcile the statements of Gorganadish Deepika as well as other scriptures in which the eternal identity of six Goswamis, all as Manjaris, are given. And I think I may have mentioned this in passing in some other podcast. There are three ways that I've approached this, all of which I would think reconcile both these statements and are in harmony with Srila Prabhupada's very clear statement. The first and most obvious one is that when Srila Prabhupada says that only Rupa and Raghunath Goswami are eternal associates, that means that the other four Goswamis are sadhakas who have achieved perfection. Why would they be then stated as here, previously Raghumanjari is now Raghunath Bhatta? If Raghunath Bhatta Goswami achieved the perfection of becoming Raghumanjari, I would say it's a matter of terminology, that when a devotee achieves perfection through the process of sadhana bhakti, he comes to the eternal platform, and in that mood of being a manjari, a cowherd boy, he experiences his identity to be one that was eternally there. Prabhupada also says in many places that once perfection is achieved, there's no difference between the nitya siddha and the sadhana siddha. So in that sense, it can be said that these are their eternal identities, because once achieved, they are eternal. The second reconciliation is to consider that according to different times, the Goswamis may all be eternal associates, and at other times only some of them may be eternal associates. This is a reconciliation that we make when we find certain pastimes of Krishna differently described, certain associates of Krishna differently identified. A third is that some of these associates are a combination of personalities. In the case of Srila Sanatana Goswami, he is both Labanga Manjari as well as Sanat Kumar. If we take Srila Prabhupada's statement about, in reference to at least, Sanatana Goswami, that he's not an eternal associate, then we can take that to refer to Sanatana Goswami, who is Sanat Kumar and the Kumaras, who are not Nitya Siddhas. They are the sons of Lord Brahma, and generally they're accepted to be sadhana siddhas. In any case, whichever of these three are there, certainly the Goswamis are beacons on the path of pure devotional service, and without following their examples, there's no question of attaining perfection, of going back home, back to Godhead. And whereas these reconciliations are, in one sense, important, siddhanta boliyat chitta nakaralas, because they help us to dwell further into the siddhanta or philosophy of Krishna consciousness, From another perspective, it's the type of thing where Srila Prabhupada may say, don't trouble yourself so much about these things, but just follow the teachings of the Goswamis and their example very strictly. And that's actually what's relevant in our lives about the Goswamis, or at least, say, of primary relevance. This is also relevant, but it would take second place to that. How well are we following both Raghunath Bhatta Goswami and Rupa Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami? If we follow their teachings, if we follow their example, then we'll also attain the perfectional stage where these questions become naturally and very easily reconciled through the empowerment of the spiritual platform. That's going to be it for now. I just came back from one appointment. I'm just heading to another one in the city zoo. And from there, heading past New Rajadam to another appointment, and then backtrack and go back to Krishna Valley. Tomorrow and the day after, I'll be have a little more leisurely time to give a little more lengthy podcasts. And I'm looking forward to seeing the devotees who are coming for this weekend to New Rajadam. Hare Krishna.